Okay, this is the video recording for bid proposal, lawn maintenance service, main campus, bid number 9880. First recording. Okay, so hi, I'm Letha Richards, and I will be the contract person, the one that you're going to, the college designee for the maintenance contract. I am also the chief of staff for Cajoma Community College. So I will handle all contracts for this campus. So first of all, we do have two open bids. We viewed the president's home at 10. So now we're going to go through the main campus, which is one of the bigger projects. I want to start here and go through the bid packet to see if you have any questions about that. And then we'll go out and we'll view the area. We'll do drive and walk since it's very windy and cold. The campus is kind of big. We wouldn't want to walk the whole campus. So we will do in and out. But if you have questions as we go through the bid packet, you can just ask. You don't have to wait till the end. That way I may forget to cover something if you waited to the end. But we'll start with our bid proposal tabulation sheet. This is this document here. That's what we're going to use to evaluate how we're going to evaluate the proposals. Now, this is not listed in the bid packet, but this is an evaluation tool that we'll use. So we're just going to open the bids on the said date, and then we're going to just write the low cost, whatever your bid is. And we're looking at per cost for the bid. But we'll look at the overall, but we pay you per cost because the contract is starting later than it needs to. We may not have 35 cuts in there, but that's why you're going to give us a price per cut.
35 cuts.
We estimated it on 30 to 35 cuts with the cutting season starting mid-March. Going to around mid-November, 1st of November. But that's just an estimate. If it's more cuts, we will pay for more cuts. If it's fewer cuts, we will pay for fewer cuts.
With this being the bid tabulation sheet that you guys are reviewing on, right, is it going to be based on a point system or is it going to be low bid?
Low bid. And you have to have all the documents required in the package. You got to have your insurances. You got to have your W-9. You got to have those forms filled out at the back of the packet. And if you're missing anything out of the packet, that disqualifies you. Any required documents that you got to have.
The reason why I asked is you have a proposal listed on here, right? And so I just want to make sure there wasn't like a point system.
No point system. We're strictly low cost. And providing you have all your documents. If we go through and see that your documents are not there, that tosses everything for your bid. Okay, so let's go through the tabulation sheet. This contract or contracts, we may award multiple contracts for the campus because just because you cut, you may not do the mulching and the planting and all that stuff because we have several different things on the campus. So I kind of grouped them into categories. And if you're not going to bid on something, just make sure you check the box, no bid. If you're not going to charge for something, make sure you indicate a zero, but you got to write something there. Okay? I will not assume that if you don't put anything that's a no bid or it's a zero bid. You gotta follow that. Let us know if you're bidding on something or if there's no cost for something that you're bidding on. Okay.
So with that being said, there's five categories on here. We could potentially have five contractors in this room that are assigned to this.
We wouldn't want to do five, but we may have two or three though.
Okay.
Yeah. So like category one is the basic. Cutting the grass, edging, the blowing, removing trash that's out there. Prior to cutting, you definitely don't want to cut any debris. And that's around the fences, the buildings. That's the basic stuff.
The whole campus.
The whole campus. And we're going to go through the line today, like where the, when we get over by the president's home, because we drew lines for what that project would entail, where that, what that would cover. So we'll go through the line for sure over by the president's home. And then it also called...
Is that one bid for category one?
Yes.
It's five different things, but it's
one. Yes. Yeah, you have to bid on everything in the category.
Okay.
If you bid on one thing in a category, that's your bid for the whole category. So you make sure you bid on everything in a category. We're not going to break up what's in a category. So...
Now, it has on here... You mow and weed and all that. We per cut what you said. You were estimating at 35, but I don't think it'll be that many. Oh, that includes spraying and everything.
Yes, you got to apply the pre post emergent weed control. If we're past that, you won't do it. So you still put a cost for it because. We're still going to, we may renew the contract. We still need to know how much you're going to charge us for that. And I'm thinking that we may be past the one of the springs.
The spring spraying is going on right now.
Yeah, but we can't do it because we don't have a contract yet. So, but still put a cost for how much it costs for that.
Per spray.
There's two times I want, you got to do a pre- And a post. So give me the cost to do a pre and a post in 1 year, in one annual. It's like this is based on a yearly cycle, even though you're going to do most of your cutting in the spring and whenever. But if you have any light upkeep that you may do in the wintertime, you know, that's like you will come back and do your pre stuff, even though you're not cutting.
Is the school currently doing it in-house?
Doing what?
No, we had someone to do it last year, so this is just all remnants of what we did last year.
Who currently is doing it?
We will pick it up until the contract starts.
Wait, I mean, I'm sorry. Who was doing it? My apologies.
We had Mr. Phil was doing it last year, but we were just.
I came in about midsummer.
Yeah, we just makeshift. We just our guys couldn't do it.
They didn't have the manpower.
So it's temporary. Kind of just came in for the loop.
Yeah, just to get us through, so we wouldn't be in a hayfield.
Do you mind if I ask what's the target budget for this?
No, I don't know a target budget. We're gonna contract it out.
Yeah.
We need to know your low bid. there's no budget. I mean, there is a budget, I'm sure, but I don't know the budget,
Okay. And
we need to contract this out because it's bigger than what our manpower is. So if we look at category two, there's an open field down by the president's house. We separated that because it requires a big tractor, a bush hog.
And it stays wet a lot.
So that's different. You need to look at that. And some companies may not be able to do that. That can be separate. It's not part of the contract, and you won't get knocked out of a contract because you don't have the big thing to do that. Some folks may not want to do that.
It's not every time you do it either.
Yeah, and I
if you spray it.
I put on the bush hog. I put 33 times. I know that's not gonna be as, but I don't cut it, so I don't know how many times. You'll need to do it. That's something that the contractor will get with us and say, hey, we only need to cut it.
A lot of it's going to determine whether it's sprayed.
Yeah.
If you spray and kill, you know, you're probably not looking but four or five times for the summer on that.
Okay.
Yeah.
As long as it's not yellow in the summertime. I want it green even if there are weeds. We don't want any brown edges, yellow edges. So, with that. So that's you. The contractor's really going to have to communicate with us like what's required because I am not a landscaper. I don't know exactly. I based this on my research on like what's required But I don't know about big fields, how often you would cut it. I don't know how fast that grows. Okay. So that's for category two. For category three, I did the aerating because we want to do that for the area. Just that really could have been included in one of the other categories, but just wanted to make sure that
that's aerating. That's it.
Yeah.
Do you want it? What do you want us to do with the course?
With the who?
What do you want us to do with the course? Is there any specific thing that you need us to do with the course when we aerate?
Now you're gonna have to give me recommendations on you're gonna have to decide like what's required. Okay. I like I said, I don't really know because I'm not a landscaper. I teach biology, but we're gonna depend on the contractors to kind of tell us what's needed. When we want you to take care of our lawn.
What was the question you asked?
What were we doing with the cores? Are we resurfacing the cores back in? Are we leaving them? You know, what are we doing with them?
Do you know what he's talking about?
When you aerate, pull the cores out, right? Oh. Leaving them on the grass, or are we pulling them back into the holes?
When you mow it, it's going to tear it up anyway. Mm-hmm.
Whatever you think is best.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I just know that we need to do it, and I pictured it as just doing this record, but I don't know. That's more. I know it's more than that.
Typically, it's a little bit more to reshape the cords, right?
Okay.
Than to just leave them.
Okay.
So that's why we're asking, because the way that we're going to bid it is going to be either we're bidding it with just coring it, going over one time, or we're bidding it with coring it and then going back over it again. So that there's a little bit of price difference in there in the way that we're going to bid.
Okay, so we're going to have to be consistent with this so that everybody bids on the same thing. So coring in is, which one is best?
So typically you would want to core and then you'd scrape them back in is what you'd want to do.
Okay. So we're going to core and scrape back in. Okay, let me make that here. So on category three, we are going to add core and scrape back in, and I will post that amendment on the website. Okay.
Let me ask a question. When y'all select whoever, just say you may decide not to do that category three at all, or?
Yeah.
Or any of them.
Yeah, yeah. We may decide not to do
okay.
certain sections. Okay, of course, you know, it depends on what the bids are. And because I don't know the budget, when I present it to the board, they say this is out of budget, then I'll have to start scaling.
Okay.
Yeah, so that can happen. We kind of wanted to just reserve that right to to pick and choose which sections we need to do within budget.
Back on the spraying,
mm-hmm.
Generally done more than one time a year. Usually done at least three.
Okay.
Maybe four. So do we need to, how do we need to do that? Per time?
Yes. If it's more than what's in the frequency, what's listed in the frequency, we will pay what your per cost is. So the contract, we're going to base it on this number, but we can add... If you say we recommend four times, then we're gonna base it on what your cost per application is.
So once you award it, we're gonna sit back down and have.
We gotta sit back down, and you're gonna have to give me your list, your timeline, like what you're gonna do, when you're gonna do it, what are your recommendations initially, you know, and you can tell me then, and then if we agree with it, then we'll make adjustments. But I know because we're starting late, I was thinking I may catch it with the number of applications I have here. But when we renew the contract, then that's when I'll know, because on your feedback or on your recommendation that you should do this three or four times a year. Yeah, and then we'll adjust.
What's the date?
It is 26th. Yeah, we got a timeline on here.
And then April is when you start.
Yeah, by the time we get it approved through the board, posted and get it approved, it's going to be around April 14th before we award a contract. But when we award the contract, we're going to be...
It's going to be...
Yeah, but no, our guys will maintain as much as they can to then... they may get a couple of cuts in before the contractor comes in. But when we award the contract, I mean, you will know before the 14th because... We will let you know that we're waiting on board approval. So if we award it on the 14th, we're looking for you guys to come right away. So and we can sit down and have these conversations, which we may have. No, we're going to wait till after the board approves, and then we're going to come in and have the conversation, and then we'll get started.
I'm sorry, did you mention the board date? If I missed it, on my apologies.
The board meets on April 14th. And that's when we'll submit our recommendations for the contract.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So let's go on to category 4, remove and replenish mulch. We're going to replenish once and remove it and clean it out and put some fresh, right? That's the way you do it, mm-hmm. typically. Okay. I got remove and replenish mulch one time. So count that as... Together, we're all going to replenish, and then the next time you come, you're going to replace it. Right? That's how we're going to do that.
Say that again.
You're going to replenish one time during the year, and then you're going to replace it.
The mulch.
So we should do that. We should replenish and then replace. That should happen. That's twice a year, right? You don't want to replenish every time you come. At some point, we're going to have to replace it.
A lot of places they'll usually put a height limit. So say you want to have like a three inch
okay.
mulch bed, right?
Okay.
Over the year, it'll deteriorate to an inch and a half, and then you'll come back with another inch and a half on top, and then it'll reduce it down again, and then you'll come back again
okay.
later and use another inch and a half. So you don't really have to remove it completely.
Okay.
You can always just re-add another inch and a half if there's a height limit that the school wants.
Okay.
And we typically the range is three limits, like 3 inches. Yeah.
Okay, we're going to base...
Spring and fall.
Spring and fall, we're going to base that on keeping at 3 inches.
3 inch, I think. Spring and fall.
The spraying, does that include the beds too? When we do the pre and post merge?
Yes, it will.
You want it to include these beds out here?
Yeah, we're going to go through because the ones on the masonry walls are a little different. I think they're separated out.
Okay.
Yeah.
The spray. Okay.
I'm going to say, did I separate that out? Okay, I think I meant to put that under. Those should be separate. Areas between the front gate. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. It is 3.
Say again.
let me see. Manual Meckley, I got it there for area 8. Yeah, that is it. I'm sorry. That is it for category 4. Remove and replenish mulch. That's the area on main campus and the masonry walls out front. So all those are together.
But no spraying on that. You won't include spraying on that.
You're talking about weed spraying?
Right. You got to do that.
Yeah. That's these are recommendations that you would give me. And if we had to include, I would base it on your spraying amount that's...
The way we had it, now this, you do it how you want to, the way you had it was we did that, it was a completely separate thing. The upkeep, the trimming and the spraying of the beds, weeds.
Well, if that would, that one would... I didn't do it that way this time. I kind of put it all on one thing and just put like all the mulching and all the beds, like if you can do one of them, you can do all the beds on campus. Somebody may just want to just only do that.
So should we? Should there be another line item that is weed removal for the beds because it's not anywhere else?
Yeah, yeah.
So
we're gonna
category four.
Yeah, we're gonna put that under category four.
And what about trimming? That go on there as well.
There is a pruning section.
Yeah, there is a section for that.
Yeah, trim and shape all shrubbery, pruned dead, broken and diseased, water branches from small trees or ornamental plantings. Line 5 in category 1.
Also in category 4, we've got the plant the annuals, perennials, and shrubs as needed. If we've got some on the plaza or just that are going to be replaced by from a previous project, that's not included. But if, let's say, we wanted to plant some seasonal plants, and we may come and say, hey, we're going to purchase some plants, and would you all plant them? Or even out in the masonry walls, we may say we want to go with seasonal. Some of these things will be added costs that's not on the basic contract, because I'm still kind of exploring, like, what is it that the lawn needs.
The plant annuals, right, that you guys would want to get done yearly. What's your plant count on that right now? Do you know?
I don't.
There's some lantana that are planted there if they come back.
What did you say?
Some lantana is planted there if, you know, it comes back. I don't think we had a harsh enough winter to kill it this year.
Okay.
So they ought to come back.
Okay.
So you may not need them.
Okay.
As much.
Okay. And we would gladly take recommendations throughout the year.
That's generally done in the spring and then in the fall.
Okay.
Because you get winter plant, summer plant.
Okay. Okay. Category 5 is the social science plaza. That we're gonna see that has lots of plants. And I have a plant list on the in the packet for the plaza. There's only in that you're only doing hand pulling, and I did not list everything on the tab sheet because that is listed in the packet how to care for the plaza, and I just really want you to give me a price on that. What's listed in the packet? The instructions are listed here. We're gonna go and see, because I got these from strictly from the landscaper who did the plaza to give me maintenance instructions. And if we go to the back, that's probably around page 10, 8. Let's see. Where is it? Page 8. Okay. So there's a section that requires mowing outside of the pavers around the concrete. We're going to see that part. And I'm going to have to draw lines like what's part of the plaza in case you only bid on the plaza. And then just for taking care of that grass there. We got the weed eating, the edging, and the blowing. There's no weeding inside of the plaza around the plants. It's only pulling. Mm-hmm. Only pulling. There's pruning. Because they just planted those plants last year, we're not worried about that this year. We're not doing that right now. And they got to replant some that died, some plants. And then
someone else is going to come in and do that?
Well, the landscapers are we're still under warranty for those plants. So they're going to come back and put those in. But so don't worry about those that they're replacing. But we do want to take care of the ones that's there. We've got pine straw in the plaza. Right now, it needs some. I was going to get some and go ahead and have when the guys come to replant the plants, which will hopefully be before you guys get here to put the pine straw down. But if that doesn't happen, then that'll be something that I'll ask you to do for me, or you know, that's gonna be when we have to do it. We have to just put it, reapply it. But in the pine straw, I guess I want to replenish and then clean it out and redo the whole thing. Okay, we got magnolias over there that can drop a lot of leaves. We got a lot of leaves. And then the pine cones, the cones, they drop them. And then we have the oil from the seeds from the magnolias that hit the sidewalk. So I think I included that in keeping that. The sidewalks, I don't know, what could you apply to the sidewalks to clean the spots? You know, they get heavy and then the students walk on them and they crunch them and...
Pressure wash.
Okay, yeah. So, and then on the plaza, there's a you got to keep it clean, the light pressure washing, because we don't want to wash all my sand out, because we will have to get it resanded every now and again. But just careful in the plaza.
Polymeric sand in there,
sir.
Is that polymeric sand
in there? I don't know. Neil may have it listed in like what's in the.
You said pine straw. Are we gonna provide the pine straw, or are you gonna get it?
I haven't decided yet. If I do, I mean, if you have to, we know that it's gonna be added.
Are you asking us to bid for the pressure washing as well?
Well,
because it's not listed in here. I just want to make sure.
Let's not bid for pressure washing.
Make it a billable instead.
Yeah. Let's not bid for pressure washing, because I don't want the contract to get so big and stuff that we don't need, because once you get in there, you say, you don't need that. If we need it, it may not be all the time. So we're just going to, let's try to stick with just that, the basics that I have here. And then if you're awarded the contract, then you say, hey, you need to do this. Then, you know, that's how we do that. Okay. And of course, let's see, we've got submit to bids on the tab sheet. On time, if it's 1 second after 10 o'clock, we will not accept it. If you're welcome to come to the bid opening, which will be in this building right down the hall. So,
is there a possibility that we could have a Teams link to that? Because I know some of us do live 3-4 hours away. So,
send me, put that in the question. And then post it on the site. And post it on the site. And I will, that will remind me to set that up. I don't have a problem with it. We have not done that before, but I don't see why we couldn't. Because I want to make sure that everybody has, am I still recording?
Yeah, I still read.
Okay. I want to make sure, it's not moving though. Hold on. Close video. Start again. Let's see. I don't know. I think it's... Oh, it's still going. Never mind. We're continuing video. Okay. This call, okay. So, just send me a message, and I will remember to set that up and post it for everyone to see. Okay. You can withdraw your bid at any time if you know you bid and say, you know, I don't want to do that. That's fine. There's some data sheets that we need to have complete in it. And I think.
Was there a bid bond associated with this?
Sir?
Was there any type of bond associated with this?
Yes. There is the $100,000, $1 million, or whatever that liability bond insurance is.
Do we have to get that before we're awarded or after this?
You have to have that.
Ahead. Uh-huh. We've got the insurance, but the bond is usually goes to the college.
Usually it's like a percentage of whatever the bid is for a PMP, or if it's a bid bond, right, it's a small percentage of whatever the bid that we're bidding.
Okay, send that question to me, and I will get the business office to answer that. Because I wouldn't.
All right, now how do we, you said something about the questions and all. We would be able to hear all that. Where do we go to hear that?
All the questions and the videos will be posted on the website.
Okay.
Yeah.
And
if you have any questions, just email me direct. Oh, I'm sorry. Email me the questions. Email me the questions. And then I will post, email, write the questions and the answers and post them on the website on that specific day by that time. All at one time.
The easiest thing for everybody to see it is everybody put everybody's email in.
And I will send you a recording.
Yeah,
I will. If you've got...
Tag everybody in
there.
That way, if when you answer it, it comes to everybody.
Yeah. Okay. Send me your emails, too. Email... You got... Because I didn't have a place on the sign-in sheet for that.
Yeah, you have my email.
Okay, that's your card. Okay.
You probably got mine.
Yes. Okay.
But I do have a
coach. Okay. Okay, great, great, great. Y'all got an email? You want to
send?
Okay. Okay, we'll do that. Any other questions before we...
I have one more for you.
Yes.
Map. Is there a possibility that we could have a map of where everything's broken down, right by the category?
The map was not as detailed as I needed to be. I couldn't see all the space, but I will provide you. We have a campus map. I can link a map. I can provide you all with a map. Okay.
Shaw had one because it showed the acreage. I remember that.
I couldn't find a really good map. The map that we have on our website is not detailed enough. It's not showing everything, and then I think the plaza's not done on the latest map. So some of the things that we've done on campus are not updated on the map. But I can give you what the map that we have.
Yeah, I'm thinking about the plaza, right? Because the plaza might not show up on an updated Google Earth image.
Yeah,
right?
It
might be a construction site that we're not going to be able to see.
Yeah.
So having an overhead of that would be really advantageous for us to give an accurate bid for you.
Yeah, we just. It's not going to show. It's just going to show the construction piece, the last one I pulled up.
Okay.
You still want that?
As best as we can get.
Okay.
Because Google Image might just be a flat piece of earth that we're not going to be able to do anything with.
Our contractors were supposed to provide us with a map, but we just finished substantial completion on it. So
okay. It's
not, everything is not done yet.
Yeah, whatever you have up to date, it'll be ideal, yeah.
Okay.
Are you here full time now?
Yes.
Are you not at Penn State anymore?
No. I left Penn State on January 31st.
You got to be there for bowl games and all.
Yes, I did. I did. And it was frigid. So cold. Oh my gosh. Okay. That concludes our meeting on bid 980. We're going to the campus to view recordings. To view the sites.